this is an issue that's been highlighted on several occasions now to the Western Education Library Board on their buses coming into Plumbridge. It's been issued on Translink buses coming into Plumbridge, where they seem to be meeting buses parked up on footpaths, going one direction and going another direction, then kids crisscrossing between buses. And it's been raised to me through the Glenelly Trust. A lot of members of it have been concerned about the school children. Only a couple of weeks ago, there was one guy sitting in the car and he lost his wing mirror because somebody's coming flying through the village. You know, so we've raised this now with police, and I've raised it with the road service as well, and raised it with the Western Education and Library Board and with Translink on these different issues. So we're trying to get them all together, trying to arrange meetings with four different agencies. As at this time of year, as we have been a wee bit tricky, but they all know the issues. They know the safety issues there with kids crossing over roads and traffic coming through the village. That is a very busy connecting road between Derry and Oma, and then back into Draperstown that area. So there is always a lot of traffic about. And so this is the main issue that has been brought to my attention, and we're trying our best now to see if we get some resolution to it or some point maybe clear some things cleared up to help what might help it in this case. So we'll take it and see how we go with it, you know.
And there have been some suggestions tossed around as it relates to alleviating this problem, haven't there?
There has been some suggestions raised, and we have to meet with those agencies and look and see and liaise with and see if we can do that, because it's not acceptable. You've seen some of the photographs across some of the papers this last week or two, where it shows kids getting off buses and just having to cross. You know, it's not acceptable, you know, because it is a busy, it's a small village, but it's a busy village with traffic using it going through the village, you know.
And are there genuine fears that if something isn't done, something very, very serious may happen?
Well, that's the fears that's been brought to me by members of the Glenelly Trust there in Plumbridge. They have brought those fears to me now, and they says they'd rather be active now before something happens rather than wait until something does happen. So this is what we're trying to do, and I'm trying to do is to try and get measures in place to make it safe for kids getting off buses and kids getting onto other buses, just to make it a wee bit safer for kids, because the residents and some of the members up there feel it's not safe.